Amen. Want to preach and try not to preach real long. And want to try to help us. Seem like I felt this just a burning. And I hope that I can bring it across to you and try to help you. Ezekiel chapter 37, verse number 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. He caused me to pass them round about, and behold, they were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Verse 4. And again he said unto me, prophesying to these bones and saying to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Verse 10. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. In Matthew chapter 25, verse 18, Matthew chapter 25, verse 18, the Bible said, but he that had received one talent digged in the earth, and hid his Lord's money. Did you catch that now? But he that had received one talent digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Man, you may be seated if you would like. Amen. We read here very simple, much read verses here, and really no sense in covering it all. We know the story. We know what happened. We know the background and what was taking place here. And so I just want to kind of jump in if I could and preach what I feel like preaching here. In this that we've read, it must be certain that there was once some life here. I know it was the Spirit of the Lord that carried Ezekiel away, and it was what he saw. But there was bones. So at some point in time, there must have been some life. There must have been something there. Amen. And I feel like preaching already. Hallelujah. Amen. They must have lived, and there must have been a time that they had breathed, and must have been a time that they had walked, and must have been a time that they had functioned. Amen. Must have been a time there was some life there. Hallelujah. Amen. But the Lord asked him, he said, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, what? Thou knowest. Oh, Lord. Amen. And we read in Matthew, the Bible said, but he that had received one talent digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Now, I kind of read both of these and kind of put something together, and it may not make sense to you, but I hope I can bring it out to you. I'd like to preach, if I could, a lengthy title, but simply a revival in the graveyard of your heart. Amen. Amen. Now, don't take me wrong. It seemed like when I began to study and pray about this, the devil said, go ahead and go in there and preach that, and everybody that's present is going to say that you're saying they're dead. Amen. They're going to say that you're saying they're a bunch of dead, dry bones. That's not what I'm saying. Amen. So I'm just going to kick him in the shin right now. Amen. And while he bends over to grab a hold of that shin I kicked, you kick him over the head, if you will. Amen. All right. Amen. But there was something here. The question was, can these bones live? Now, you know as well as I do that when you first got saved, just remember then for just a few minutes, back when you first got saved, I mean, when you got up and turned around, everybody in the house, looked good to you. I mean, you wanted to hug everybody. It just looked good. It just excited you so good. The glory of God was all over. And then you came to church the next time, and the song started, the service started, and every word, every ounce of everything that took place was what you needed to hear. You just feasted on it. You just lived by it. You just sucked it all in and just like a big old sponge and just took it all in. Every testimony, you hung on every word. Every message that was preached, you just took it all in. We didn't fight. We didn't fuss. We didn't argue with what the preacher said. We just said, yeah, amen, and started living. Oh, yeah. But, oh, there was a little time went by and God began to bless us with some things. God began to bless us with some talents. God began to give us some things along the way to help us. And along the way, we got tired, got weary, and laid them down, hid them. And all of a sudden, they were all gone. Amen. I mean, everything was just hid. It was just covered up and put back on the shelf. And we said, well, we'll just let somebody else get a hold of God. Now, come on here. There was a time when we took a hold of it. There was a time when we had revival. But all of a sudden, we've hid it. We put it down, hid it, put it back, and said, let somebody else do it. I want to preach to you. It's time that we reached down in the depths of our heart and we brought those things back out and we presented them to God and put the lives back in those talents. It's time for revival. It's time to put it back. It's time to get it back. Amen. Amen. There's a place that people take their talents. There's a place that people put them. And they think they got them all hid. But they're all hid in the same place, Brother Greg. They're hid down in the deep parts of their heart. So that every time they come to church and the service begins, something down in that heart begins to jump a little. Something down in that heart begins to move a little. Something down in there begins to stir, Brother Horn. And they say, oh, I remember. I remember when there was a little life in what I'm doing. But now it seems that I'm just not wanted. It seems now that I'm just not a part of it. It seems now that I've kind of lost my touch. Oh, no. I tell you what you need to do. We just need to have a little bit of revival. We just need to have a little bit of stirring. We just need to have a little bit of shaking. Oh, come on here. I mean, oh, he said, can these bones live? And God, and Ezekiel said, thou knowest. Oh, God, you may be saying, Lord, I just don't know if I could ever put the life back in it again. All you got to do is dig it up. Get it out of the hiding place. Pull it out. Oh, come on here. I mean, just let the life be put back in it. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. I want you to know the talent didn't die. We buried it alive. Amen. Oh, God. I've seen men and women that could stand up, and by the time they finished a sentence, they were so anointed. I mean, they touched the whole crowd. It didn't take long for the move of God to sweep through the house. But you let a little time go by. You let a little trouble go by. You let a little heartache go by. You let a little sorrow come and go. And we're going to face them things. I don't care. That's just the way it is. We're going to face them things. Yes, we are. But that's the way the devil is. He's got a way of trying to silence that talent and trying to kill it and put it down. But listen, I want you to understand something here. We live in a time where people come to the house of God and they commit a spiritual suicide right in the house. I mean, they walk right in and sit on the pews, and it ain't long till they're just as dead and dried up and lost all touch of reality. Hey, it don't have to be that way. I said it don't have to be that way. That's the devil's job, is to take your talent and cause you to feel like it's not important. But I want you to understand, there's a time for revival in the graveyard of your heart. I mean, pull it up. I said pull it up. And put the life back in it. And let the glory of God move your soul. Hallelujah. Hey, God, help us. Help us. I don't know what them bones were thinking. They wasn't thinking nothing. They didn't have no brains. They were dead. Dried up. No doubt laid there for months and months and years. No doubt laid there so long, but sparsit. The sandstorm and the bleaching sun had turned them so white and dry that they begin to crack. I don't know. I mean, it looked about like in somewhere in Texas. That old steer horn laying by the side of the road. I mean, just as dried up and busted open. Hey, man, oh yeah. That's why Ezekiel kind of gave it back to God. When God said, can these bones live? Ezekiel probably looked at it and said, I'm not going to answer that question. You ain't putting it on me, but you know if they can live or not. But I want you to know, God was showing Ezekiel something. He was saying, I can take them and I can put it back in them. I can give it back to them. At the sound of my voice, at the speaking of my word, I can give life back to the dry bones. Amen. Oh yeah. Amen. We got folks that go ahead. They take their talent. Amen. They pack it around with them for just a while. It does them good and they help people with it and they use it, but then they just get tired of packing it. Amen. They lay it to rest. And they'll set up a little tombstone here. Oh yeah. Here lies the talent of you fill in the blank. Amen. I'm not going to name you. I ain't going to go there. I'm going to play in Ezekiel, you know. You know who it is. I mean, I feel like preaching this. It's okay. I mean, I really do. I feel it rolling in my heart tonight. Hey, man. I mean, we come to church and we said, oh, God said lay it on the altar. He did. He didn't say put your talent down. He didn't say lay your talent down. He said cast all your cares upon the Lord, for He cared for you. That's what He's talking about. He ain't talking about laying the talent to rest. He, come on here. Oh, God. But to get to the place that it's just a tombstone. It's just something to look at and remember. Remember, you know what? I've heard young folks get up and testify, and I've even said it about the old folks who get up and testify about how the old days were. Before these roads were blacktop and they wasn't nothing but an old path for a horse to walk on, it probably wasn't nothing to ride that old mule down through there or lead that mule down through there, ever how it was. And somewhere off in the distance, all of a sudden you just stop. What is that? Just begin to listen and hear a wailing and a moaning. And somebody seeking God, and it carried across from one mountaintop to the other. Come on here. Help me preach a while. And it run up and down one valley, went down another holler. Amen. Come round the other side. And somebody clear across the county, because God amplified their voice. Might have heard them praying for revival. Might have heard them praying for their children. Might have heard them praying for whatever it was. Oh, and you know what happens? Finally, after it's all over, they begin to testify. Years and years and years are down the road in our services today, and they begin to say, I remember back when revivals broke out. I remember back when souls got saved and they were 3 and 4 and 5 deep in the altar. You know why it ain't happening today? We are not seeking God like they did. We buried it. We put a tombstone by it. We've laid it all down and said, let somebody else do it. I'm telling you, if we're going to have a move of God in this hour, we got to put our petty little things aside and pray until revival comes. I said pray until revival comes and put the life right back in that prayer. Don't blame it on the preacher. Don't blame it on the Sunday school teacher. It's us. I said it's us. Some people get glory. Some people get glory in talking about their tombstone. Some people get glory in talking about their tombstone.
Can't you see how nice the epitaph is? Can't you see how pretty? It's dead. Gone. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, you know what? That right there can't bless the church one bit. That can't help the church one bit. Are you helping me here? You say, I'm a little too young to be a part of that crowd. Oh, no, you ain't. Oh, no, you ain't. Come on here. Brother Sparks testified. I've heard him several times testifying. Sister Michelle, she's only about 3 years old then. He had one of them splitting headaches driving down the road. I believe they just left church. I mean, an absolute splitting, busting headache. Migraine, probably. I mean, it was major. And she was standing up in the seat back before the seatbelt laws were enforced. Brother Greg's having a coronary, probably right now thinking about it. I mean, but that's what she was, just standing up. But she reached her hand across and touched him on the head and said a little bitty prayer, and that headache left him. You're never too young to do something for God. You hear me? Hey, don't let it come to a tombstone. Don't let it get to the place that you say, look what I used to have. Get to the place where you can stare in the face of the devil and say, look what I got. Look what I got. I said I've got it. Look what I've got. Hey, I'm telling you, it's time for revival. Hey, it's time to come alive and get a hold of God. Hey, come on here. Let's get a hold of God. Don't blame the preacher. Don't blame the preacher if he can't get a hold of it, because he has to preach over your tombstone. Brother Horn, I just feel, I'm telling you, I feel like preaching. I wouldn't hurt you for nothing in the world, but I'm just trying to stir you up. I'm just trying to stir you up. I'm just trying to stir you up. We're living in a day and an hour with a church world. The pews are full of tombstones. Hey, Jesus is coming and we don't have time for tombstones. Holy Ghost, help us. Too satisfied just to sit still. Too satisfied just to be somewhere in the crowd. Too satisfied just to be somewhere mingled in. Oh, oh. What if he comes back right now? I said, what if he comes back right now? Where are you? I said, where are you? Is he going to find that talent just like he came back in Matthew? And he came back for reimbursements, or he came back to check on the talents. One of them had 5 in a game 5. One of them had 2 in a game 2. But that last one hit it. He didn't get a blessing. I said he didn't get a blessing. When he returns, what's he going to find? What's he going to find? Oh, then the Lord spoke to Ezekiel. He said, prophesy to these bones. The Bible said, Ezekiel's words, he said, so I prophesied as the Lord commanded. Oh, can you imagine? I mean, for a pastor, whoa, to look across something like that and prophesy as the Lord commanded. And all of a sudden, something began to happen. Woo! Come on here. Oh, God. Amen. Oh, he said, prophesy to these bones and say to them, all ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Can you imagine laying there as long as they laid there, cracked and busted open and chalk white? But the glory of God came, and the breath of God came, and the word of God came. And hey, come on, God wasn't talking to Ezekiel. He's talking to the bones, and the bones heard him. I said the bones heard what God said. I'm telling you, when God speaks, and when God does it, He'll do it just like God wants to do it. As if that didn't get their attention, he said, I'll lay sinews upon you. I'll bring flesh upon you. And I'll cover you with skin, and I'll put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. I love it. When God tells me ahead of time what He's going to do, so I can go ahead and get ready. I can go ahead and prepare. Hey, I imagine them old dry bones. I believe now they start to think. I believe now they start to remember. I believe now they start thinking, man, we've laid here a long time. How long has it really been? Oh, yeah. But the Word of God began to speak. The Word of God began to do it. Then Ezekiel began to prophesy all these things. He said, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And I prophesied, and there was a noise and a shaking. Oh, and the bones came together. Bone to his bone. Can you imagine that bone that an old mute, an old dog or coyote packed over half a mile away come skidding across that desert and slap itself together with somebody else across the road? I mean, when God puts it together, He puts it together right. There was a noise. Hey, if we want revival, we got to make some noise. Prophesied, the noise, the bones came together. Now we got a bunch of skeletons. You could preach a bunch of different ways, but I can't. Ain't got time. Ain't got time. Probably ain't got the breath either. Amen. So it goes on. And behold, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them. Right there. Right there is the example. See? Right there is him. Without breath, it's all you got. It's all you got. I don't care how many times you walk by it. Ain't nothing going to happen until the breath comes back. It ain't going to do nothing until the breath comes back. I got to stop right here and tell this. I really do. I'd tell it if Brother Sparks wasn't here. But he was in revival up in Ohio at the church that I met Sister Michelle at. Ain't that something? He brought her all the way up there, and that's where I was going to church, and we met. Hey, man. I mean, wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Man, that was a great revival, Brother Sparks. Appreciate it. Amen. Hallelujah. We had a little sister went to our church, and her name was, was it Betty? No. Bessie. Bessie, that's it. She was just a little bitty thing. Little bitty thing. I mean, I was young, and I was taller than her. And we're not going anymore there. But she was there in this service, and Brother Sparks was preaching. And all at once, the church had pillars down the middle. Whole ceiling, that big flat roof pillars down the middle. And she was sitting back on this side. That was Sister Audrey's, and there was a column there. She's sitting right beside it. And all at once, she just fell over against that pillar. That column. Well, immediately somebody noticed. We all rushed back, began to pray. I mean, her color left her face, lips turned colors, just turned just as cold and blue. Somebody checked for a pulse. with no breath. With no breath. Just as lifeless as this talent right here. Nothing. Wasn't of no blessing to nobody. Couldn't help nobody. Couldn't even pray for herself. My, we started praying. And I was just a kid. And I stepped back and I said, oh, I didn't even really know how to pray. I was just watching more than anything. And there was a crowd of people gathered. And I just, I didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, it was obvious. Somebody called the ambulance. We just kept on praying, kept on praying, kept on seeking God. Nothing changed. I mean, nothing changed. And there it was. And I don't know who got it through. I don't know who touched heaven. I don't know. I really don't. I can't tell you. I mean, some things I can't answer. I cannot tell you who finally got it through. But all I know is somebody got it through. And I mean, the ambulance was en route, Brother Greg. They were on their way. No doubt sirens are wailing and lights are flashing. Come on here. En route to somebody they thought just an old elderly woman. They're going to pack her up and take her. They're going to have a funeral in a couple of days. And it's all going to be over. But somebody got a hold of God. And all of a sudden she raised up. And the color came to her face. And she just began to bounce around. Hey, I'm telling you. When God comes on the scene and puts the breath back in it, there's life. I said, when God does it, there's life. Oh, what do we need today? We need the breath of a living God blowing across our souls and put the life back in our lives. Tell us. No tombstone there. Go to work the next morning. Somebody say, what happened to you? Well, I know you won't understand it. I know it won't make no sense. But the only way I know to tell you is God just put breath back in my talent. God just put breath back in my bones. Woo! They stood after he prophesied. I want you to listen here. I want you to listen. When God does it, he does it all right. He don't leave nothing out. Here's what happened. Then he said unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man. And say to the wind, whoa, thus saith the Lord God. I'm telling you, the devil didn't have nothing to do with it. Brother Danny, the devil had nothing to do with it. He said, thus saith the Lord God. Preachers, you know what we're charged with to say? Thus saith the Lord God. Anything less will not get the job done. Anything less will not bring results. Anything less, Sister Bessie, we'd just be remembering what she was. She lived how many years after that? 7 more years. Amen. Brother Greg, I can't answer the question that you have. It says, when do you clinically die? I don't know. I just know she was gone. And I also know she lived again. But here's what he said. He said, come from the four winds. Oh, breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. don't know about you, but if I'd have been standing there in front of that valley full of bones, I don't know how big the valley was, but it must have been big and it must have been full and it must have been very low. There must have been a whole bunch of them. And can you imagine being Ezekiel looking across this valley? Oh, and all these things that just took place. I mean, bone to his bone. Then there's skeletons. Then there's flesh. Then there's sinews. Then there's just a bunch of dead bodies there. And then all of a sudden, out of the four corners of the earth, came the breath of God out of all the four winds. And they stood up, an exceeding great army. I mean, what was Ezekiel thinking? I don't know what he was thinking, other than when God speaks, and when God reaches in the graveyard and puts a life back in it, it'll become something that God can use. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. If you could only understand, if you could only understand what I'm saying, if you could only feel what I'm feeling, I mean to tell you, if we're going to do something for God, we've got to do it with life. We've got to be vigilant. Oh, God. We've got to be excited about it. We can't just do part of it. We've got to do it all. We've got to do it all. I'll leave this with you. You're talking about revival in the graveyard. You think of Lazarus just a few minutes. Jesus went 2 days. Was it 2 days journey in the wrong direction? Took him 4 days to get back where he was at. By that time he stinketh. Family's all upset and tore up. I mean, couldn't understand why in the world that the very Son of God, the very one that could have changed all of it, went the wrong way. When he finally got there, amen, when he finally got there, how many times have you ever said that, Lord, when you finally come on the scene, hey, don't rush him, he'll get there just on time. When he finally got there, what was the end result? He said, Lazarus, come forth now. And then Lazarus didn't argue with him. He stood up and walked out. Come on here. And then Jesus said, loose him and let him go. That's what he's saying here. Loose yourself and get alive. Amen. Amen. Come to the altar. Let's pray. Come on, let's talk to God. Young folks, come on, let's fill it up around here. Let's pray. Let's talk to God. You know what you need from Him. You know what you need from Him. Come on, church, let's pray. Hallelujah.